98.1 KZE. My guest in the studio today is Peter Blum from the Woodstock Story Festival, the organizer of the Woodstock Story Festival. Are you not?
It's true. Yeah. This is my baby. I dreamt it up and hatched it, and now I have to, you know, produce it.
See it through.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's like anything else. You come up with an idea, and the idea is great, and then you realize, oh, there's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
In manifesting it. But if it's something you love, then do what you love. What is it they say? Do what you love.
You'll never work a day.
Oh. There's not a lot of money in this. But it is something I think that a lot of people can relate to. The idea of stories. And we were talking a little bit before we went on the air about this is very, very ancient.
Yeah.
Before we had any form of distance communication, you know, not even carrier pigeons or Pony Express, let alone wireless internet. People sat around their village. They sat around a campfire often, and they told stories. And this is how all our great myths and fairy tales evolved before the written language. And then, of course, after that, they were scribed down, and people could pass them around. And after the Gutenberg galaxy, then they could get printed up and travel all over and mass produced. But the idea of story is fascinating to me, and I found about 9 years ago that I had a collection of friends, many of whom were excellent storytellers, some professional storytellers and people who had written about story and were working with story. So I had an idea to bring them all together so they could meet each other.
Yeah.
That's how that happened. And I was going to have a story conference. And then somebody said, you should have a festival.
Festival is a more fun word than conference. Yeah.
So I thought, all right, we'll have a Woodstock Story Festival. And it was wonderful. And now it's 9 years later. And there's a nine-year cycle, apparently. I don't know. But it wasn't something I intended to do again. But now we are here in 2025, and we are doing it again.
It's bringing it back.
The weekend of October 24th to 26th.
So next weekend, not this coming, but the next one.
Not this coming weekend. Friday night from 7 to 10. Saturday, the hours are a bit odd because we had to work around the availability of the space. Mm-hmm. Saturday from 2 in the afternoon to 10 in the evening. And Sunday from 9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. And it's all taking place at a place called the Mountain View Studio, which is right in Woodstock, opposite the Colony, behind the parking lot.
Oh.
Easy to find, easy to get to, easy parking. So that's the headline.
That's the bones of it.
That's the bones.
So
right.
Clearly this is a topic that's dear to your heart, that is something you've thought about a lot, the idea of story. So what makes, in your opinion, a good storyteller?
Storyteller, the ability to capture the imagination.
Mm. That's right? Yeah.
That I would say more than anything. I mean, you can say a gift of gab. You know, the passion that is communicated when someone's excited and they're telling you about, like, a little kid comes home from school. Mom, you know what happened today in class? And the teacher did this, and this kid did that, and they were sent out in the hall, and then afterwards, blah, blah, blah. They're excited, and it's a story. So, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, a story has to be something like the myth of Sisyphus.
Or were saying off mic, you know, a narrative, a beginning, middle, and end.
Right,
and you're
right.
Saying it doesn't necessarily have to be that.
Right, right. We are, my friend Dr. Luis Mel Madrona, who is a psychiatrist and a good friend of mine, and he's written a number of books on the promise of narrative psychiatry and working with story to help people heal. And he and his wife, Barbara Mange, are coming, and they're going to do a presentation on Saturday afternoon, This Is Your Brain on Story.
Interesting.
And they'll be talking about what goes on in a person's brain as you're telling or listening to a story. And Lewis, who's part Cherokee and part Lakota, says that the elders that he hangs out with say, He said, first of all, it's difficult to talk psychology to the Lakota because there's no word in their language for self.
Mm.
The closest is the word Nagi, which translates as a swarm. You are a swarm of stories. All the stories you've ever heard about yourself growing up in your family, heard about other family members, heard about the world, told other people, and actually believed, are a constantly shifting swarm. There's nothing solid.
Yeah.
It's the stories are always changing. So I'm researching story. I'm using story in my work a lot as a hypnotherapist. I'm working with people's stories to deconstruct stories that they're living that are not particularly helpful or empowering, right?
Yeah.
We said a few years ago, we were doing a workshop, we said there are no bad people. There are just bad stories. So changing a story, you said, what makes a good storyteller? I had, David Eagleman did a video that was available on PBS, The Brain, The Story of You.
Mm.
And if I may read a little quote from him.
Yeah, please do.
He's a neuroscientist. He says, your brain serves up a narrative. And each of us believes whatever narrative it tells, whether you're falling for a visual illusion or believing the dream you happen to be trapped in or experiencing letters in color or accepting a delusion as true during an episode of schizophrenia. We each accept our realities, however our brains script them. Despite the feeling that we're directly experiencing the world out there, our reality is ultimately built in the dark in a foreign language of electrochemical signals. The activity churning across vast neural networks gets turned into your story of this, your private experience of the world, the feeling of this book in your hands, the light in the room, the smell of roses, the sound of others speaking. So we're constantly creating and editing the story. And so that's working with it therapeutically. And the subtitle of Woodstock Story Festival this year, which was suggested by Jim Brulé, who's one of the wonderful storytellers who's coming down from Syracuse. He said, we came up with the subtitle, Tales from the Well.
Is that the well of the self, or the well of the mind, or the well of human history, or
it's
all of the above?
All of the above. And well is one of those wonderful double-meaning words, because you feel well.
Mm-hmm.
You are well. So there's a lot of talk about wellness, the wellness industry. So Tales from the Well, what are the stories that help transform and heal us?
Mm.
There's a lot of negative stories out there, right? There's a whole, you know, all the spinners mm-hmm. out there who are spinning stories that want you to believe stuff politically, socially. But what are the stories that we want to tell that will open people's hearts, that will enlighten and enliven their worlds? Another quote, very brief, from a wonderful book called The Night Circus. It was a novel.
I've heard of
it.
I haven't read. I should.
Yeah, it's delightful, fantastic realism.
Hmm.
She says, you may tell a tale that takes up residence in someone's soul, becomes their blood and self and purpose. That tale will move them and drive them, and who knows what they might do because of it, because of your words. That is your role, your gift. So I don't know about you. I grew up reading stories and being read stories and hearing stories and later watching stories on TV and in movies. Disney took great stories and made them into classics that we all know, you know, Sleeping Beauty and Snow White and Pinocchio. All of those were stories. And why does a story stay with us? Because it embodies universal truths. So some of the storytellers that are coming here today are world-class. We have a woman coming from Ireland, Maria Gillan.
Yeah, amazing oral tradition there.
Happens to be.
Yeah.
Right, and she says, oh, in the pub, everyone in Ireland, it's storytelling is an art form. Everyone engages in storytelling. So she's like a national treasure. She happens to be in the area. She'll be there. My friend Shelley Stockwell is coming from California. We have people, Matoko, Little Eagle, will be singing and telling stories from Native tradition, indigenous people, accompanied by a harpist. Julia Haynes, there will be music. Peter Rojan will be reciting the poetry of Rumi, accompanied by Iranian musicians. It's a panoply, a big cornucopia of stories from all over.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like something that just was meant to come together when it did. And, you know, here you are. Because as you said, you know, you put the first festival together 9 years ago, didn't really have any thoughts about doing another one. But I mean, this amazing group of people coming together to participate.
Yeah.
And what kind of, I don't want to, you know, sound like I'm disparaging at all, because I think this sounds like an absolutely incredible event. But I'm wondering, like, who is your audience? Who tends to be attracted to
that
the Woodstock
we'll
Story
find
Festival?
Out, won't we?
Because
I mean, last time I did it, and we just spread the word. Word went out, and we had 100 people.
Yeah.
And now we're advertising. We have more money to, you know, let people know. And times are different. You know, a couple of years ago, everybody was gun shy about going out to live events. Now
sure.
they're more comfortable with doing it. I remain to be surprised by who shows up. I know that word is out among, there are networks of national storytelling conventions and organizations. Word is going out to them. There are people who travel. We have people who have bought tickets already who are coming from California, coming from Florida, coming from Rhode Island.
Yeah. So people who know what a special event this is going to be.
Or they know, they're like, oh my God, this person's going to be there? How wonderful.
And a rare opportunity to see a lot of these speakers.
A lot of these people,
yeah.
Yeah, so you know, I'm hoping that a good time is had by all. The place to go for more information, bios and program listing and also to purchase tickets is our website, which is very simple, WoodstockStoryFestival.com.
Nice and easy.
Yeah, easy. And thank you for having me as a guest.
Of course, yeah. Peter Blum is my guest, by the way, if you're just joining us, and we're discussing the Woodstock Story Festival, which is next weekend, Friday through Sunday, the 24th through the 26th. And as Peter just told us, WoodstockStoryFestival.com is the site where you can find all of the information in one place. I want to say that you're blowing my mind a little bit with the concept that everything is a story, because it's so incredibly true. Everything in psychology and news and, you know, information of all kinds.
Right. Lewis, the psychiatrist, Dr. Lewis, says story is the brain's default setting.
I love that quote.
When
yeah.
we're left to our own devices, he said it takes less energy to tell yourself a story than it does to meditate.
And when we say tell yourself a story, I mean, you know, it's not just like you're sitting there making up a fictional story, but you know, anything that you're telling yourself in your head about your day or your plans,
absolutely.
The future, the past,
yes,
whatever.
All of it is narrative.
Yeah.
It's narrative. That's how we order and sequence things.
Yeah.
You know, we can conceive of an event leading to another event and you know, we construct logical patterns out of that. Well, it's the autumn, so I see leaves falling, and after they fall, after a while, then they turn into mulch, and a new growth comes in the spring. And right away, you've got like a handful of metaphors.
Yeah.
But it's a story that we look at nature and we tell ourselves, look up at the sky, oh, is it going to rain today? If it does, I'll do this. If it doesn't, I'll do that. And we're projecting multiple streams of possible realities based on what might or might not happen.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a small example of what this festival is all about. And it's so much more than just, you know, it's like writing or fiction or whatever you're thinking. It's everything. It's that and everything else.
We will also have audience participation.
Oh, fun.
Yes. Some of our artists are planning on giving audience exercises to do to get them involved in so that you kind of break the ice. Like, you're not just sitting there thinking, oh, they can do that. I can't.
Yeah. Well, right? And I imagine if you, like me, consider yourself to be not such a great storyteller, you will probably pick some stuff up this weekend.
Model people who are excellent at
yeah.
it. That's how we learn anything, right?
Yeah.
By modeling somebody who knows how to do it.
That's right. Peter Blum from the Woodstock Story Festival, thank you so much. This has been a delight. We've got a little Moody Blues for you, The Story in Your Eyes on KZE.